1 year ago, I was in a sleep-deprived haze, eyes hurting from staring at my computer screen all day, fingers cramped from typing non-stop, working on an empty stomach. Because the clock is ticking and the deadline is closing. The deadline that will decide if I will graduate or not. I used to think 1 year ago that as long as you do your best, success is guaranteed. How can I be so naive? Apparently, that's not how life works. Sometimes, even if you give your all, you will still fail. 1 year ago, I asked for an extension. I asked for more time. But again, you can't always get what you want. Extension denied. Cue ugly cry. I've never tasted failure, and God, it tasted so bad, I almost puked. I'm not the overachiever, assertive, straight-A student. I've never tasted failure because all my life, nobody expected me to be the perfect daughter, sister, friend, and student. I'm not saying that I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but it made me feel like I'm living a mediocre life. So for once in my life, I set a standard for myself, a very realistic standard, and guess what? I failed. It felt like I've disappointed a lot of people, but in reality, the only person disappointed in me is me, myself, and I. 1 year ago, I was alone in my condo. I remember tears, I remember disappointment, I remember tears, I remember anger, I remember tears, I remember fatigue, I remember tears, I remember despair, I remember tears, I remember tears, I remember tears, and I remember wanting to die. I remember thoughts and thoughts and thoughts and scary thoughts. Being alone with my emotional state of mind is such a scary thing to happen. 1 year ago, I was alone at the balcony on the 19th floor. I remember being scared and at the same time finding peace. I remember thinking that if I jump, all of this pain will end. I remember thinking that if I jump, I will be remembered, and finally, I will be worth something. Yes, it wasn't how I planned to be remembered, but at least I'll be able to redeem myself. That was 1 year ago. But today, March 11, 2017, today, I am still alone at the balcony, but I have my family doing their afternoon errands inside. Today, I'm glad that 1 year ago, I called my friend who stayed by my side while I cried and told her how much I want to end the day. My friend who held me all day and saved me from myself. My friend who I am grateful to have in my life. Today I am content. Today I am happy. Today I am alive. Today I am thankful. Today I am glad that I didn't make that jump. Today, right now, as I write this, I stop for a moment to appreciate the sun setting. I used to say sunsets makes me sad because they remind me of endings. I think of it as a way to prepare for new beginnings. I know I'm still young and I will experience more sunsets in my life. But I'd like to think that I'm stronger now and more capable of handling them. I've been numb for almost a year, and I know the thoughts will never leave me. But I'm slowly learning, and I know I have so much to learn. Today, things are better. Today, I have better perspective on things. And today, I want to remind myself that things do get better. It might take days, weeks, months, or years, but things will get better, even if it feels like it won't. Today, I'm making a promise to myself that no matter what happens, I will never give up. I owe it to myself and to the me 1 year ago.